Bloomfield. Ken Aaron, here. Chuck Anderson requested an excused absence. Antony Antrim requested an excused absence. Rodrigo Argueta.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Lydia Brisson.
Here.
Chris Condon. John Crumcho.
Present.
John DeCimio requested an excused absence. Ariana Gladney requested an excused absence. Fred Graywall.
Presenting.
Ted Graywall. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Plunder.
Presenting.
Jim Lafferty requested an excused absence. Brenda Medina.
Present.
Judge Merrick requested an excused absence. Margie Murray.
Here.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker requested an excused absence. Steve Pye.
Here.
Summer Reese requested an excused absence. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
John Wenger.
Here.
Lamont Yeagy. Team present, we have
one. Next, we'll move to approving the agenda.
Point of order, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, please. We'll proceed. Excuse me, the request absences.
Yeah, I object. Whereas it takes, you have to miss three consecutive meetings without excuse to be off the board. And this is, if we indulge this, and it's on all sides here, we just won't have an LOC, we'll have half an LOC. There's about eight people getting excused absences, and another two or three that are not showing up. So, there's nothing was stated as to what calamity transpired that caused the request for an excused absence. So I object to excusing the absences.
I also object. The request for excused absences without a reason for the excuse are, I think, unacceptable. For this many excused absences, it looks bad. It's as if there's a quorum attack on the board, and I don't think the board can stand for being attacked in this way, even if it's only by implication. It just really looks bad, and I think the board, this looks like a quorum attack. We should stop it. It's not too crucial.
Okay, so we've been through this before. I think that the motion and how far it goes failed in terms of going anything beyond the bylaws. We have a very short alternate list now, and because our board has been carried over, and so that's something to keep in mind. But the main thing is anything that's challengeable, that's not in the bylaws, I think has to be considered. But this is like a long tenure. People that didn't plan to even be on the board this year ended up being serving an additional year, people who didn't run for this year. And I'm saying that's an excuse. But I'm just saying that things happen. I mean, I've been down in the group for a week, so I didn't think I was going to make it today. I would have been asking for an excuse absence. You have no way of verifying. I was going to be asking for doctors' excuses and whatever, like there's a huge range. But we've already discussed this. If you want to bring up another motion, again, out of governance at a later date, but right now it doesn't exist. So I say, if you're against excuses, then vote no.
There were some reasons that were included with the request, submitted with the request for some members and other members stating a reason.
Could you let us know what they were?
Chuck Anderson had a gun strike with an issue. Anthony Antrim had some personal things happen in the gun. He's not a good leader. She left in the family. There were...
Madam Chair, I object.
Three members
That's actually
were not
information that they didn't make information to convey in public.
Right. I object, because there's a lot of personal things that happen to members.
I don't object with the excused absences. I'm one that my attendance is missed 1 in 2 years. And if I needed an excused absence, and if I wrote an email or communicated with you, I think that should be sufficient enough. I don't want to
blunder
or you know, try to come up with the motives why members aren't here. I think members on both sides aren't here. So I just say that we need to move on and accept the excused absences.
Could you just tell us that you have provided a reason for their excused absences without giving the details?
Who has provided a reason?
Yeah.
Ariana Gladney, Seth Merritt, Jim Lafferty, and Tina.
I'm not kidding.
I'm doing it. Chuck and Don.
Can I be recognized?
Well,
hello, guys. This is a stack, which I'm
sharing
over.
John?
Thank you. I guess I spoke.
Oh.
Okay, so my motion
I thought we had agreed that people who want an excused absence would send it to the whole board. And we had requested that last year, and I make a motion that we request that that happen. So it's very personal reason why they can't, why they want an excused absence. They can just say for personal reasons or whatever, but I think we're entitled to see the reasons that they gave you and not put you in the spot for having to tell us.
Point of order, the member spoke and then made a motion. She can do either one or the other, not both.
What do you mean, Mr. Speaker?
Ken?
All right, I agree with Ken's statement. However, the point of order, please. There's a motion on the floor, which was the one you made, to accept the excused absences. I objected. I called the question.
Did you move to accept?
I did not move. Oh, Don moved
to accept.
Nice.
Second.
Didn't
the motion in order?
Has
ever taken?
So I call the question, but I put a roll call vote.
A roll call vote for those in favor of accepting the excused absences.
Right. And, so did Rachel make the motion with Novick and Aaron seconded?
No.
Did you second Novick's motion? Are you ready to vote? Can Aaron?
No.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
No.
Lydia Persson?
Yes.
John Crumshaw?
Yes.
Tej Graywall?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman? Brenda Medina?
Yes.
Margie Murray?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Steve Fry?
The motion is to approve the excuse absence request for this meeting?
Yeah.
The motion is calling the question. You don't understand what calling the question means.
All right, please don't go out.
You vote on the motion. You vote on calling the question.
There was no objection on the question.
He is correct, though.
There was no objection on the question.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
John Wenger?
No.
Kim Kaufman passed. How do you vote?
No.
Is there any member I failed to call? Okay, the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 9 yeses. The noes are 1, 2, 3, 4. The vote is 9 yeses, 4 noes, 0 abstentions, motion carries.
No.
Excuse absence requests are approved. Move on to the next item.
Well, I Well, I don't know if I want to put it here on the agenda, but I guess I'm going to make a motion that you, the chair, contact Chris Condon and either get a commitment for him showing up next week, or we have to move on and get the next person.
Next week.
Next meeting.
Okay.
Great. Is that a motion or?
I believe that last year, I remember this pretty clearly, that we had decided as a board that everybody on the board would be notified of a request for absence. Now, if it comes down to exact reasons, you can say personal matter. I think it's just showing the board that you have the courtesy to let the board know you won't be there. It's etiquette. It's a way for the board to try to get along, which we have a problem with. So I think every board member should do that. If there are details, the chair feels the person hasn't been to enough meetings and it's repetitive and it's tiresome, then I would like the chair to follow up with a call to that person saying, why don't you give up your seat if you can't make the board meetings? That's what I used to do. A lot of people actually are waiting to be asked off a board. So I think that could be handled. I don't know if that needs a motion or just for it to go to governance. I'd like to see this go to governance and be just spoken to.
It's already passed.
What's already passed?
Okay. The board likes on the day before the email to have a sum of a list with listed reasons for requested absences or just forwarded?
Just forward them.
Just go ahead and forward them as they go in.
I think the previous policy was to send it to the entire board so we all know what's going on.
Right.
So we maximize openness and minimize hiddenness. All this covert crap is just like we're just emulating Washington, D.C. Let's be open with each other.
Are you making a request?
Well, I'm making a request to go back to a policy that had been determined, it seems like vague to some of the board members. Policy was that the whole board was notified. I mean, there are last-minute exceptions. The chair might get a call that someone's car broke down or there someone had an emergency. But by and large, you should have the courtesy to let your fellow board members know you won't be there.
Thank you. Michael?
Yeah, there was a policy we attempted to pass last year, which was disallowed by the CNB because it came in conflict with the bylaws, and so I don't think that's standing policy. The policy we did have was that the person requesting the whose absence needed to contact the chair and or the secretary. I'll just point out to people that last year when I was the chair, I made the mistake of announcing in advance a significant number of people who had requested to the absences, and the result was the announcement of the forum for that meeting. Just people took it as an invitation to stay home.
Okay.
So I don't think it's a good policy to actually promote widely the fact that X number of people are not going to make it to the meeting.
Was I the Kim?
Well, conversely, if there are many excused absences that number more than, you know, quorum, it would save us the, you know, realize, okay, this meeting isn't going to happen. One more person today, and there would have been no way to get quorum.
Fine.
I just think Monty's point is well taken, and we should probably address it in governance again.
I move that members make the request to the entire email list and not simply to the chair and the secretary.
I second it.
let's make this real clear. I request that members, I move that members make their request for excused absences to the email list of the entire local station board. Period.
Maybe made aware that Ms. Kaufman has brought up that her server AT&T is not receiving from KTSK, and so also with John Parker, who also has AT&T. So those people need to be added separately to the list and make sure that those emails are getting extended.
Point of information, I solved my problem. I had a Gmail account. I asked Jonathan to move it over to the Gmail account. So, I fixed it
okay.
for the moment.
Want
to make sure
yeah. And if the motion 8th Amendment, if people's email is broken, then they should send their that request to a friend on the board or some other person on the board, or call them or whatever, and have that be made in their stead. But we just need to have openness.
Emails may be forwarded by their members.
Sure.
Yeah.
Forward. You your own
yeah. Original emails may be forwarded by other members.
Call the question.
I know, for example, Ariana has very, very intermittent internet access. She has an email account, but she doesn't have a computer access to most of the time. I think that telephonic communication with somebody is also essential.
Provided that sent to the entire board by email.
Is that can I add that?
Sure. The purpose is not to hurt anybody. The purpose is to get openness.
Can somebody lower that volume?
It's too loud.
Wenger, LSC members.
Okay.
LSC members shall make excused absence requests to the entire LSC email list. Original emails may be forwarded by other members. Telephonic communication is also accessible. Such telephonic messages will then be forwarded to the entire board by email.
Shelby.
All those in favor of the vote, please raise your hand.
This is Ariana. Are you voting with Trustee Suzanne?
Yeah.
Please recount.
Please read it again so people know.
Oh.
Or recount.
I have a subcount. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
1 for any objection, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
12 yeses. No, those who voted no.
Have
any
objections?
Any
objections? Oh, awesome. Point of order, I don't think that the chair votes. The chair, we just not announce.
Okay. Move on to the next item, the approval of the agenda.
So the chair.
This passed. Motion passes.
Yeah, 12-0-0.
The vote passes.
1210. I request at least 10 more minutes for the governance motions. We have 4 motions. Some of them are complex. That's only 5 minutes. We only have 2.5 minutes right now for 4 motions and 10 minutes more. So at least 10 minutes more for the governance motions.
Any objection to extending the governance committee report for the form motion? 20 minutes?
There's 10 minutes getting down on the agenda.
Point of information, will the GM be attending the regular report?
The GM apologizes for his absence. He will not be able to attend this meeting.
Why?
Does anybody object to adding 10 minutes to the governance report to go through four motions? Seeing none?
No.
We'll add 10 minutes to make that 20 minutes to the governance committee report. Lydia?
Yes, I'd like to postpone the item motion search under implementation follow-up action item. We're still searching.
Where are we?
Number 4. And I would like to, a governance committee.
No, I don't know. What is it?
What
Roman numeral 4, A, postpone.
What? What does that mean?
We postpone that item.
What is it?
We don't know what
item. It was a search for the postcard notification.
Or our
LSC
meeting.
Right. No.
I haven't.
Oh,
searching for a motion.
Yes.
Okay.
And then under the GM report, the motion, it was discussed at the governance committee meeting, but there weren't motions apparently formalizing it to add it to the agenda. Terry thought it was added, which was the motion that was distributed about Cuba. And I'd like to add that to number 6. No, the GM isn't here. Roman numeral 6, GM report.
Substitute for that, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, not substitute. I'm being told that we're still going to discuss his report and forward questions or something.
Right.
But anyway, since the Cuba motion is a recommendation to management, then I recommend that we put it there. Thank you.
I object to putting it as number 6. I don't object to the motion. But, you know, I could say that about any motion. All we're doing is making recommendations to management. You throw everything under number 6. So I think it should be, we've got a lot of serious business to do with number 11. The Cuba motion is something that management will probably do on its own. And I think it should just be put in as new business. And once we get through with finance and governance, which relates to the operation of the station, which is in duress, then we can take that as new business. This is just it's a political palette, fine. But it's not, doesn't have to do with the operation of the station. But it's considered lesser importance, and I would put it in new business, number 16.
Or even in front of outreach, move it up in front of this other
committee. Well, right, outreach.
Yeah.
An amendment made by Brazan to amend the agenda. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Those in favor?
I move to amend Lydia's motion to move it after, not where she has it, but after finance and governance. It'll go through quickly, but let's make sure that we get the most important work of the station done, and then we'll handle the world politics.
Is there a second, John?
Second.
We'll vote on the amendment, John's amendment.
Unless
there's an objection.
Okay.
If there's no objection, we'll move on to voting on Dr. Langer's amendment of Lydia's proposed amendment of the agenda to move the Cuba item under the general manager report.
Yep.
I'm going to
be clear that
they
want to
after
finance.
Oh,
that's the amendment.
His amendment is to move.
It's a completely different
amendment.
She wants
the Cuba motion.
displaced the Cuba motion
at number 11.
At number 11 under Q12.
No. Well, did you want it to be in the new 12, or did you want it to be in the new 10?
It all depends on what the order is. She said after governance.
She said after finance and governance.
Well, literally after.
So that would be the new 12.
The new 12 item. Those in favor of John's amendment, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes. Those opposed, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4
Abstentions?
1, 2. Oh. 2 abstentions.
All right, so Herb, 3, 4, 2. So the motion is still.
Okay.
Any objection to the motion as amended?
Any objection to the motion as amended? Seeing none?
Yeah, so then,
if
there's no objection, it's part of the agenda.
Okay,
let me go on. Okay. Any further?
Two things. I'd like a discussion of how we notice these LSC meetings relative to our CPB rules. And I'd also like to ask for another finance committee meeting before the one that was discussed for the end of April. In the meetings, it was not properly noticed. The people who want to be on the committee didn't know about.
Wait, you didn't count the agenda.
Would you like to ask them to put on the agenda?
Well, yes, in the beginning. Okay, fine. I mean, we need to discuss how to notice the LSC meetings, and I'd like to make a motion that we have another finance committee meeting that gets noticed properly.
Well, we're just approving the agenda.
We're just approving the agenda.
Where do you want it?
I want it to under number 2, scheduling, location, and announcement of meetings. I think that would be the perfect place for it.
Okay, I second that motion.
Are there any objections? Seeing none. Adding to the scheduling location is the discussion about noticing the meetings.
Noticing the LSB meetings and setting a date for a properly noticed finance committee meeting.
So what number is that?
Any other
number 2A.
Are there any further proposed amendments to the agenda?
I'm a little confused because I just got the GM report. I have a motion that grew out of Bernard's discussion of his report last month. So I'm thinking that's the proper place for that, but if anyone objects to that, I'm confused. Last month when you said there was a ruling on Arbitron data, I went back and pulled the Arbitron ruling from the board, which had very strict caveats on the limitations of how long that would last. So my motion is to correct that. I acknowledge that
that's
the right
required. Yeah, Mr. Pryor, is that the motion that was distributed?
Yeah. Okay. So since I grew out of the TM report, that my question was that was the feedback.
Would anybody like to second his motion to add that to the agenda?
I second.
Are there any objections to adding the item under general manager?
I think it's new business. And I support the motion. Let's put it in new business where it belongs.
I'm fine with it. We do get the new business.
Do you like it under new business?
That's fine.
Are there any objections?
So what are we doing?
Is there a second to add?
Second.
A second. Do I have the board, board's approval to add that D5 motion regarding the Arbitron?
Yeah.
New business as an agenda item? And then you adjusting? Seeing none, we'll add that to new business, D5.
Thank you.
Kim?
Go first. I want to move the agenda, please. I mean, stop chasing and putting more motions, please. We're going to have been spending the time, you know, new motions and new motions.
Can you give us the nature of the closed session? And maybe it doesn't need to be 20 minutes?
Legal issues, and I...
Can we make that 10 minutes? Does it need to be 20?
All we're discussing is you didn't check your email this morning. Both in regards to a clause in the contract.
So can we make it 10 minutes?
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't see why not? Okay, I didn't know what to do. Okay, so let's make that 10 minutes because we added some time on the service up. So.
Would somebody like to second that?
Second.
Is there any objection to making the executive session at the end of the meeting 10 minutes?
I'd like to have a time certain for the executive session at 10 minutes, so whatever time you think we're ending. I'd like to have a time certain for the executive session at whatever is 10 minutes before the time we think we're ending.
All right, 3:50.
Well, when so, can you set a time for ending and work back on
that? Yeah. So we started at 1:30, then a 3-hour meeting was 1:30. I'm saying it's more
15. No, but maybe we're 1 to 4. People are late. We don't stay after because we're late.
Is there objection to a time certain at the end of the meeting to have the executive session begin at 4:15 p.m.?
I say it begins at 3:50. The meeting was 1 to 4. People are late. That's the way it goes.
So the motion isn't acceptable without it. So you can vote on it.
Let's take a vote. Those in favor of...
Can you vote on it? I'm sick of the whole meeting first.
Those in favor of ending the meeting 4:01 vote and at 4:30.
Those in favor of ending the meeting at 4 p.m.
This open session at 4 p.m.
Ending open the entire meeting.
The whole meeting.
First, we'll discuss the end time of the entire meeting so we can determine the time certain for the executive session. The two options are to end the meeting at 4 o'clock, as stated, or to extend it till 4:30, provided that we started at 1:29 p.m. Lydia?
I'm sorry. So, because there are two meetings, you take attendance at each, you convene them separately. So, my question is the open session, is the motion to end the open session at 4 as posted on the website?
Yeah, that's mine is.
The open session, and then you convene the executive until 4:15.
No, then you work backwards, 15, 20, 10 minutes, whatever.
Okay, but I'm saying there's two meetings. So one is open session, one is closed session. So
either the executive session would begin at 3:45 or at 4:15.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay. Those in favor of ending the meeting at 4 p.m., so the executive session will begin at 3:45, please raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 yeses.
Those not in favor of ending the meeting at 4 o'clock, where the executive session will begin at 3:45, please raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Motion carries 741. The meeting will go till 4 o'clock, and the executive session will begin at 3:45. All those are there any further amendments to the agenda?
Yes. I'm concerned that we're not going to get to the finance and governance stuff, which I think is crucial. So I propose moving both finance and governance forward, as far forward as possible, so we will get through them today. And why isn't this microphone working? Yes, I move that.
Is there a second to...
Well, let's see where we can go here. We could go in front of Morgan. It'd be the new number 3.
For finance
and governance move to the new number 3. 3 and 4.
I think you're going to be lucky if we have this, you know, approved agenda today.
I object because we need the public sign-up for the LSC committees is very important, maybe not B, we can leave that to later, but then have the fundraiser call for volunteers for our LSC fundraiser.
We just set ourselves up to not be able to do our work. We just voted all these no items to the agenda.
Yes.
Can we please move on
to
the agenda?
Do we have approval for the agenda? Can you vote? I call the vote.
My motion was seconded.
Okay, it's been seconded. Lydia, I call the question. So, any objections? Any objection to calling the question? Call the question? So, you wanted to move it?
Yeah, you wanted to. Finance Committee and Governance Committee reports would be the new 3 and 4 on the agenda. That means it would become after
the meeting.
Scheduling, location, announcement of meeting. So that's the new 3 and the new 4. Finance and governance moved up together. The new 3 and the new 4.
So who's in favor of moving finance committee governance to the new 3 and 4? Please raise your hand. Yes. 1, 2, 3.
Give it, Steve.
5.
More. Give it here now. What are we doing?
We're moving the
financing governance
forward. We're trying to move on with the agenda. Please take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes.
Any notes?
Any notes? Those are just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 now. Any extensions? Motion carries. Finance and governance are now items number 3 and 4. So, may we have the board consent to approve the agenda? Are there any objections to moving forward with this approved agenda? Seeing none, we move to the next item. Minutes approval.
I know there's so much fascinating information that happened, for example, in our last 45 minutes, our discussion of the approval, and there are a lot of interesting comments that were made. Can we eliminate a lot of that fun and just let people who were here or listen to the recording experience that fun and simply put agenda approved without the narrative? Because there seems to be, I remember working with our current secretary on several revisions of the minutes, and then Terry Wilson helped later. We need to get back to more succinct minutes. That would be more helpful because we can follow motions and actions that are taken so that we know what actually happened at a meeting. And for example, the judgmental late, arrived late after a member's name is not provided for. Is not provided for in Roberts. There is really no provision. If there is some abiding reason to include that, and I can't see why it would be included, we would simply put the time at which quorum was reached, and then the names after it, obviously, would be people who arrived after quorum was reached. But I would really urge the secretary to review the minutes carefully. I'll be happy to go over them. Again, try to follow something more like Roberts so that it's cleaner, easier to follow, and we leave out the discussion that is, of course, fascinating, but we come in person so you can hear it. Thank you.
Lydia? As we've heard from attorneys who serve on nonprofits, it is sent to the body as to what the minutes consist of. And in the past, I don't remember if it was a motion I thought it actually was, that we were going to make a note of when people arrived. But anyway, so I have no problem following these minutes. Thank you very much. And
there is no problem.
Are there, okay. I have not found anything that John adds to be excessive, and whatever helps us recall what happened and so forth in the minutes has been enormously helpful. Probably one of the best secretary I've ever known. Thank you.
I think we should move the agenda. This is something that's worthy of the discussion, but it should go into governance or something, or it's not anywhere, but it's not right now. It's not part of this agenda.
For the approval of the minutes.
I would like to bring up the idea of how to notice the LSC meetings. I don't know how to resolve it.
May I just make a...
Is this to approve the minutes? Is this
correct? What I had said in the minutes complete was we used to list the time. We can list the time the person arrives if we feel that that's necessary. But failed motions are not included in the minutes.
Make a motion.
So if there are failed motions, they do not appear in the minutes because it confuses the action of what took place. The actions that took place are past motions. So at least if that change can be made, I would ask that the failed motion be removed from the minutes.
Is that the motion?
I would so move. Do I have a second?
Lauren?
Do I have a second?
Yeah,
second.
Who would second, please?
Yes.
Our second, yeah.
All the questions. Not on the
floor. I'd like to table this motion to governance.
Refer this document.
Pardon? Thursday.
Those in favor of moving this item to governance, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yes? Those not in favor of moving this to the governance committee? 1, abstentions? 1, 2.
11, 1, 2, motion carried.
Motion carries. This item will be moved to our discussion with the minutes approval. Do you approve the comment?
Okay. I make a motion that the chair is responsible for noticing the LSC meeting 7 days in advance. On the website.
We're not on the item yet. We're still working on approval minutes.
No, we've already passed that.
No, we're not.
No, we're talking about. Oh.
Those who like to approve the minutes.
Okay, sorry.
I call quick. I so move to approve the minutes that John sent us, that he can reiterate those words that are up for approval.
February 13, 2013, open session.
Okay, I so move.
If this goes to governance, then get to excise the motion that was not passed.
Can I respond to this? No, we'll provide a report of a resolution right now. Should I agree?
Yeah. We have a motion to approve the agenda. The minutes. And it's seconded. Are there any objections to approving the minutes of the February 13, 2015 meeting?
Objection.
Call for the vote. Okay, those in favor of approving the minutes, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Yes? One objection? Oh. Any objection?
Was he voting no or?
The vote carries. Ground rules for communication. Let's please be prevented and move forward with this item with respect. Announcement. Michael?
Today is the 10th anniversary of the killing of Rachel Corrie. I think we should take note of that. Rachel Corrie was killed by a bulldozer by the Israeli army trying to stop the destruction of housing 10 years ago today.
Palestine. Any further announcements? Rodrigo?
April 7th, we're going to have the annual march for General Emiliano Zapata and Los Angeles. So, whoever wants to come, please welcome. We're going to have a lot of speakers and also we're going to be marching through Italy.
9 a.m.
I
have a few announcements. Number one, the LSD Women of Power on the Power of Women. Teach-in is happening at Jewel Camp 1 on Thursday, March 21st. It's the LSD fundraiser. And we'll have panelists and performers and an active dance blessing in the beginning. So please bring your family, friends, and members of the community that you know and invite them. There's some flyers at the back of the table. Also, at the beginning of April, it's 8 April, there's an Indian Film Festival LA going on at the Arclight Theater. It's in April. If anybody's interested in going, I can email you information so you can talk to me after you. Any other announcements?
Just so we're going to ask the board to help out with our first four fundraisers.
I was going to do it in the chair report, but is it convenient now?
It would be convenient.
Yeah, okay.
There's a group of us that got together to do this. Michael started it in his term. I'd like to see it be successful. That being said, we also designed a card for Mother's Day in conjunction with this event. Jim Lafferty had a number of board members on air with him. We've already raised $1,000 on his show based on this theme, okay? So we've already sold about 10 Mother's Day cards at $25. Now, what that does is the $25 renews your membership at the basic level. The station with Help from Board members will personally address these cards and they will go out to the public. So if you'd like to renew, it doesn't have to go to your mother. It can be either a woman that you think is phenomenal, someone who's gotten you through your life, whatever. So anyhow, that's the theme. Now, the important thing is having people. We have a nice group of panelists. I'd like to see everybody on the board come to this event and send somebody in their place, okay? Because I know everybody's busy, but if you can't come up there, you can send somebody, that would be great. It's free. We'd love a donation, of course, okay? But I'd like to see everybody here, the people in our wonderful listening audience, would love to see you there. Like I said, it's going to be informational, and the board is trying to step up to what your mandate is, which is get us more involved in our fiduciary responsibility to take the account. Thank you. So, but we do need food, and if you can't come, if you could give us a donation for food, we would love that, because we're trying to keep this in a plus column. We don't want to take any money away from the station. We just want to add to it.
There's an envelope. We do have a donation today. If you wanted to give a financial donation to this event. Lydia?
Did you say that was also, we could write a check for our membership renewal, for anyone whose renewal is on new membership?
Right. But on that, you have to note the name and address of the person you'd like the car to go to. So, in other words, if you're signing up and you want that car, we need the name and address of the person you'd like it to send it to you. We had a form in the phone room where we were listing names and addresses. So, if you want to do that today, if you just put a slip of paper in with your check or whatever. Thank you.
I'd like to know how long this is going to last, because I'm going to be on the air with a live show at 8 o'clock, and I can announce it and let people come to it.
I believe about 10 o'clock. It goes
10, okay.
Do you have
it?
Thank you.
Yeah. Make up an announcement.
Go ahead.
Yeah. About March 25th, right, you wake up and you tune in KBSK. So we change it to in Spanish. So all the 25th is going to be all Spanish, language radio.
Yes, finally.
Thank you. Michael?
I just wanted to clarify in the question of membership, there are no gift memberships to KPFK. So if you're buying the card for someone, the person who buys the card becomes a member by buying the card. The person who gets the card.
Thank you. Lydia?
So is there any possibility that those of you who are on the committee that we can stay afterward? I haven't been able to make those meetings because I'm working, but afterward, I mean, certainly I want to volunteer and bring things. So.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Any further announcements? We move on to item number two, scheduling location and announcement of meetings. The next LSD meeting is Wednesday, April 17th at 7 p.m. And we will make a notice of where that location is.
At 7?
At 7 p.m. It's on a Wednesday, April 17th at 7 p.m. So it's from 10 p.m., 3 hours. And the location is still to be determined. Go ahead.
I will look for a place either downtown or on the east side.
Yes.
Lydia?
I will continue to reserve this location for all of our meetings, Wednesdays or Saturdays, for the rest of the year as a backup. Thank you.
Kim?
Oh, okay. Well, the motion I made before, I make a motion to the chair to make sure that the LSD is properly noticed and put on the KPFK website 7 days in advance of the meeting with the address. That's the minimum requirement by CPD.
Lydia?
Yes, I would also appreciate it if when you put it on the website that you also send an email to the LSD.
That is, did it on the event round?
Yeah, or, you know.
No. What happens is, the process, when it works, is we do it, Terry does it. Terry Goodman sends an email to us, and he puts it up on the website.
For some reason, I never get Terry's email, so I'm just saying, I haven't seen him at the location.
That's because they didn't notice the meeting properly this time.
Kim, please. So, just whoever, if they can just make sure that the LSD receives an email in addition to the posting. So, if that's happening, great. If it's not, please. That's it.
Brenda?
Just a quick comment for this past month. I know that we had noticed it, but I had never seen it. I didn't see it on the website, and I was trying to double check the date. So if we can make sure, I think it's Ollie who does the community calendar.
Well, the calendar
puts it up. Okay, well, whoever puts it up onto the website, it wasn't on this past month, so it wasn't
noticed properly. Was it noticed properly? That's what I'm trying to correct.
Point of information, I think Terry Goodman's here and he's intimately involved in
it.
Why don't we find out? And it's just as the board, you know, saying, I hope somebody takes care of it. This is a waste of time. We have to track down who does it.
Point of information, this is in response to your comment last week.
Yeah.
We don't have to notice it because we say it in the meeting and it's recorded. That's inaccurate. The CPB requires it to be on our website.
Yeah, could we ask Terry Goodman what the problem is?
Is there a problem?
Speak. Okay, yes.
Speak.
Public meetings require public notice. Public notice isn't necessarily required on the website except by our bylaws. Our bylaws require it on the station website. If the LSB had its own website, that could provide public notice. Only chairs who happen to have a publisher account on KPFK website would be able to comply with this motion. Not everybody gets access to the website. I happen to have a publisher's account on the website, so when I get the information necessary to notice the meeting, I put it in the LSB section of the website, I put it on the community calendar, and then I email it to several lists and to everyone on the board through the address that I have to them. I do not send it to the KPFK LSB list because I'm not on that list and it gets rejected from that. On this last meeting, I received notice late, so everybody else received notice late.
It doesn't
appear
on the KPFK
when
you go to KPFK,
they
transcribe all the names.
Point of information, I'm not saying asking Tej to list it on a website. I'm asking basically Tej to work with Terry to accomplish that. Okay. I mean, this time it didn't get done. That's okay. I mean, I'm just, you know, and they were different ideas, and, you know, we shouldn't be difficult.
Thank you.
Okay, now my second point, I'd like to have a finance committee meeting before the one, you know, in April, because we now have quarterlies, which, you know, we all agree we want to report about, and then in April we're going to have the half month, the half year. So,
at the finance committee meeting that took place on the first Monday in March, we decided to switch the meeting moving forward to the third Monday of the month to be sure that we had fairly fresh financials, because at the first meeting in March we had no financials except from January and everything for February. So I'm perfectly fine to have two meetings in April until we catch up. We could have a meeting earlier in April than the current schedule date, which is the 15th. So the first Monday would be the first. Kim, that seems...
No, I mean, it doesn't have to be. I was, first of all, in the last meeting, the finance committee meeting, was not noticed. It wasn't on the website. There were people who signed up for it who weren't made aware that there was a meeting on Monday. So that was a non-noticed meeting. So I'd like to correct that. And why don't we meet after the meeting, the people here on the finance committee, and, you know, take a break. So we'll then go through Terry and make sure it gets on the website.
So you'll speak to the after meeting.
Yeah, everybody on the committee, please. You know,
for informing Terry when we have enough meetings. And who actually is responsible for letting you know that we have an LC meeting? I think. We don't really
care.
I mean, I can do it, but I don't think we can do it.
I'll follow up. I'll make sure that, I mean, this communication with Terry regarding putting this on the website.
I'll
post it on the website. Currently, the rest of the year's LSB meetings are posted on the kpfts.org website.
That's nice, but that's not helpful.
I will keep in this whole record. We will move on to the next items 3 and 4. That's the finance committee report.